There's going to be a day in your life where you show up to work and for whatever reason, everything goes sideways. And for the most part, nobody prepares you for this event to have happened in your life. And there are some things that you really do need to know. So here they are.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Sylvanbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha, I'm coming to you live from Sacramento, California. I'm sitting here in my office. And this conversation that I want to have with you today is not something that people typically talk about when it comes to the world of sales. You know, rejection comes in all forms, and there's a lot of different ways to express it. And I want to talk to you about what I may consider, or you may consider, the worst day of your life. And what I want to do is I want to give you a couple of different scenarios. And this first scenario is, let's say that you go into your office and you open up an email. It's first thing in the morning, and you know the message is from a huge client or a huge vendor. And for whatever reason, they're saying, we want to break away. We don't want to do business with you anymore. We went with one of your competitors. And you know, there's a couple of reasons for this. One, you could have been asleep at the wheel. It could have been your fault. It could have been that you weren't paying attention. You know, I know of a company that had a vendor that it was, you know, a six-figure contract, and the vendor took the company for granted, and somebody came in and swooped in and said, hey, look, I found you a better product, and plus, there's back-end for you as a company. What ended up happening was because this huge contract was lost, this sales guy was fired. You know, being asleep at the wheel means not taking care of your clients, not checking in, not finding them the right product, not finding them the right service. You know, it's going to depend upon your industry and what's normal for not sleep at the wheel. It could be that somebody took you out, and, you know, not all salespeople are ethical. Not all salespeople tell the truth. And sometimes you lose a big client to someone who's willing to say anything and do anything to close a deal, even if they've got a lie to do it. It could have been that your product had quality issues, your service had quality issues, and it was the fault of the office. Well, you know, your job as a salesperson means that you have to put effort in. And so there is a feeling of loss when you do lose a big client. Now, option number two, you could have a project that you're asked to work on. You could have a project that you were promised. You could have an event that you were supposed to be planning. And for a million reasons, it gets shut down. It could be the weather. There could be, you know, a hurricane, an earthquake. Okay, that's not really your fault. It could be, you know, an organization goes on strike and the venue's not going to happen. It could be that the company just decides to pull the plug on the project. And once again, here's the theme, time, effort, and energy. You know, for you could look at it and say, hey, look, this project meant the world to me. I did everything that I was supposed to do. I don't understand why it's getting shut down, or I do understand why it's getting shut down, but it still hurts. Option number three, you could be squeezed out. You know, you could have a manager or a business owner that's got it out for you. You could have a group of people inside of an organization that has it out for you. It could be some employees that band together and say, hey, I don't like this guy and I don't like this girl for whatever reason that it could be. You know, it could be that you're a threat. Could be that you just don't fit in. Could be to them that you're a goofy person. Could be to them that you know something about what they're up to and the problems that they create. But at the end of the day, it's just not going to work out no matter how hard you try. Now, with this example, you got two choices. You could fight or you could leave. And, you know, these two options have consequences no matter what you do. If you fight, there's probably going to be problems. If you leave and you get to leave on your own terms, there might be rumors. You might miss out on some commissions. You might miss out on some sales. I can't tell you which way to go, But I can tell you that there's like two options when you're getting the squeeze against you. There might be three if you really want to go down the path of legal actions. I'm not an attorney, and I don't play one here on the How to Sell show. Consult with a legal representative if that's the way that you feel. Option number four, you could get fired. Your performance could be struggling. It could be real or it could be fake. And sometimes, depending upon the way that somebody pulls a report and goes over information, someone can cause problems for you inside of the organization. And it could be somebody who's not necessarily a manager. You know, you could have outside forces that caused your demise. You could have had people that really had nothing to do with your sales affect your sales by moving some things around and playing some shenanigans. It could be something that you did. I mean, you know, there are salespeople who screw up. I've screwed up in sales. I've had my sales slumps. I've had my sales victories. And, you know, there's been times at the very beginning of my career that I really wasn't good at what I did. And depending upon the organization, depending upon how much time you have, when you go to work for somebody, it's really going to depend upon what's going to happen. You know, sometimes when you take a look at it, you could get fired for retribution for something that you know. You know, there could have been some sort of legal issue that you became aware of because of the way that you worked or something that you did. Once again, not an attorney. And this is why, you know, for a lot of these options, you always got to have a plan B. You should always have a network of people that you could talk to. You should always have a resume that's always ready to go. Option number five, the company could get sold or it could shut down. Like I'm thinking of Hawaii. I saw some ads recently where a couple of restaurants, I know that's not really everything to do with sales, but two really well-known restaurants closed over the space of a weekend and none of the employees knew it, right? It could be that somebody came in and they bought up the organization and the organization looks and goes, hey, you know what? This job is redundant. We don't need this sales guy anymore. We don't need this sales girl anymore. Oh, you're out here on the West Coast. We got somebody better on the East Coast. They may look at it and they're like, we don't know you. We don't know your sales skills. We don't know your capabilities. You're probably a really nice dude. You're probably a really nice chick. But guess what? You got to go. We got somebody else to put in the spot. You know, not all the time do you get to audition for your spot back. And not all the time when a company shuts down, do you have anywhere to go. For you, once again, a plan B, a resume of having something to take care of always helps. You know, sales is a contact sport, meaning you got to have a ton of contacts and you never know who you're going to run into. You never know that your next new person that you're going to network that's really going to be able to help you out and get you to where you need to go. Now, what I want to go over with you is the emotional aspect of this that happens. I mean, I gave you all the facts, the figures of like, how could it happen? But here's what most people aren't prepared for is the emotional torture that happens after any of these five events take place. Nobody talks about this. Nobody prepares you for it because it's like the underbelly of sales. And oh my goodness, if we talk about the negative things of sales, then someone's going to have a problem. Well, guess what? I'll talk about it. I'll raise my hand. Let's have the conversation. Anytime that you put time, effort, and energy into something, you have the ability to be rejected. You date somebody, time, effort, and energy, and maybe money, and you get rejected. You put some time into a job, time, effort, energy, and make some money. And for whatever reason, that goes away. You woke up in the morning and you weren't expecting it. Next thing you know, you're out of a job. There's a whole bunch of emotions that go with this. You got loneliness, anger, frustration, rejection, regret. Like, I shouldn't have stayed as long as I did. I could have worked on other projects. I could have done other things. These are all real deal. And then it leads to the common questions of, oh my goodness, was it me? And sometimes, real deal, it was you. And then you start replaying all these events through your head. What could I have done differently? You know, could I have done this? Could I have done that? And then, you know, it could be that you try to mend the fences and there's nothing that you could do to take care of it. The normal thing that I see and talk to salespeople about is, you know, there's a shame. There's a shame of loss. Like, oh my goodness, there's something wrong with this sales guy or sales girl. And if you go down this list, losing a huge client, there's some shame involved in that because then you got to go admit to people that you screwed up. You know, your project gets shut down. Some people may look and go, hey, you didn't work hard enough. And it might not have even been your fault. They just might have looked at a budget. You know, you could have had a bean counter on an Excel file go, I don't want this project anymore, and gone. It could have been that you got squeezed out. There's some shame in that. There's some feelings of like, you know, it's bad that people treated me poorly. You could have got fired. There's a lot of shame in that. You know, people do get fired every day, and it could be that the company got sold. And, you know, the problem you could say is, like, how come I didn't see that one coming? So what do you do? Well, I mean, there's a lot of different answers for you. Here's the common things that I hear people like, I'm just going to go to sleep for a little bit. Let's just get this off of my head. I'm going to go cry. I'm going to go fight. I'm going to go scream. I'm going to go yell. You know, I'm just disappointed everything happened. What are people going to think? You know, it goes back to the whole shame thing. And so what happens is people turn to their vices. They turn to drinking. They turn to drugs. They turn to dangerous activities. They turn to buying things. They turn to fighting with their significant other. You know, for you, you don't know what's going to happen on the worst day of your life at the time that it's going to happen. It may not be the worst day of your life. It could just be a bad day in your life. So here's some things that you could do. You know, always have a plan B. I think I've talked about that four times. Always have a plan B and an up-to-date resume. Know that it's normal to feel lost after you lose something. After you lose a significant other, after you lose a job, after you lose a client, there is a feeling of loss. You got time, effort, and energy wrapped up into it. Give yourself time to grieve. Like, grief is a real thing. I lost my dad 2 years ago. I was just driving down the road the other day, and for whatever reason, just tears just started pouring down my face. And I wasn't in a bad mood. I wasn't necessarily sad. It was just grief. And grief can pop up from nowhere. And like, I went to lunch with one of the vendors that I know, and I was explaining to her. I was like, oh my goodness, yesterday was just a horrible day. And she said, what happened? I said, I'm just driving down the road and I start crying. And she was like, oh my goodness, that happened to me. I thought I was the only one. So, I mean, if this happens to you, man, woman, doesn't matter. You know, it happens. I'm a grown man. I'm 6'2". I'm a pretty good sized guy, bald, no hair. I'll tell you, the grief got to me and it just made me cry one day. You know, go find another job. If you're the closer, you're the prize, you're going to have an easy time finding a job. If you're okay at sales, there's somebody who wants you. Get better at sales and keep going. You know, take your boo-boos, take your lumps and move on. Go get some therapy. You know, my friend Bob Beverly says, you know, when your car breaks down, you go to a mechanic. When your tooth hurts, you go see a dentist. You know, when your eyes aren't working, you go see an optometrist. I'm trying to give you all the analogies. There's nothing wrong with going to a therapist. It takes a strong person to go see a therapist. And last on this list, pay attention to how you treat the people around you. It's really easy to marginalize people or push them away or treat them poorly. You know, it's not the best thing to do to treat them bad. And there's a reason why I saved this item for last on today's episode. You know, I see people who struggle, and one of the things is they go against the base of people who are there to help them, that would be there for the struggle, and they don't open up and they don't talk about it because of the shame. And if this is you, please go find some help. Go talk to somebody. Go do what you got to do to get your mental concerns fixed so that you don't create problems for the people around you that love you. You know, when it comes to sales and being in sales, there's a lot of things that you go through on a daily basis that an average person that works inside of an office isn't going to have to feel and isn't going to have to even imagine going through. And when you know that someday lurking out there, there's going to be a problem and you're prepared for it, I'm not going to say it makes it easy. I'm going to say it lifts some of the burden off of it. You know, I appreciate you for checking out this episode of the How to Sell show. Go out there and close some deals. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.